تفاوتی که میان مکتب انبیا و مکتب‌های بشری هست.
The difference between prophet schools and humans school is
Shahid Motahhari's character is combined of many different traits. His many different dimensions is what makes him a unique and
تاریختن خون عزیز ما تأیید شد انقلاب ما.
By shedding the blood of our beloved Shahid Motahhari, our revolution was approved.
Martyr or Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, usually we call him Ustad or Muallim. The Muallim term can be basically translated in this way. It's not just teaching something or he learned something. Basically, he was practically living his life according to what he learned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, an analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim scholars and thinkers across the Nation of Islam, with the presence of Dr. Murtaza Razazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, two religious experts from the Islamic Hawza of Qom. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to your show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. And Dr. Razazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
So, as usual, we're going to play one audio, Farsi audio file, of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, one of the greatest thinkers, philosophers, and jurists of the contemporary Iran, who was assassinated about 40 years ago. He had great and maybe the greatest speeches, and most of his speeches have been changed into the formats of the books and translated into different languages. He was a thinker and theologist and philosopher. Let's listen to today's file of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, and then we will continue our discussion based on his speech and points.
اسم الله اگر باشد به ما میگن دست بی وضو بهش نزنید.
Where there is a name Allah, they say not to touch it without making ablution or wudu, even though it's just a name. Consider it holy. Just this word Allah written on this paper, the Quran, is nothing more than ink on a paper. But this very word on paper, since it represents his being and authority, it behooves respect. Don't place it by your feet. Don't touch it without ablution. This in respect to the status of the book, and as for the status of the statement, a commandment in particular for those who preach and for all people, although this lecture is addressed to those who are not preachers, people hold value to the name of Allah, respect it, honor it.
Okay, this was Shahid Murtaza Motahhari talking about the sacredness of the name of Allah and the divinity that this name has. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, Shahid Motahhari is referring to a very important point. First of all, the respect that the Muslims must have for Allah and not taking any partner for Allah. We know that this is a shirk in Islam, to take any partner for Allah. But I can divide it into two different dimensions. One is in the theoretical way. I mean, for example, in your mind, you have this kind of partner for Allah. But another part is the practical daily use of taking a partner for Allah. I mean, beside believing in Allah as the ultimate source and the solution to all the problems, you take something else as the solution to the problems or the solver of your problems. What's your opinion on that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, obviously, as we are all following the monotheism and yes, we believe in oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best surah that explains about the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is one, that is Surah Ikhlas, and in which Allah says, like, there is no partner for Him, He has no sons and no partners. Obviously, the nobleness of the name of Allah or the respect that we should show towards the name of Allah, as Shahid Motahhari is mentioning, that it is so noble that anything that gets related to that has some respect. For example, we say Ka'batullah, mm-hmm, house of Allah.
That's right.
The Prophet of Allah. We don't say prophet on he's a prophet on his own. Mm-hmm. We don't believe on any prophet who has declared that he's a prophet on his own.
We do not say in the name of prophet and Allah.
Yes. Okay. So everything is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. So basically when you need to start anything, mm-hmm. when you are asking help, seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you say Bismillah, in that you cannot mention anyone else. Mm-hmm. And if you mention anyone else, it is a shirk.
Okay.
That is the first thing. Obviously, there is a hierarchy that we need to basically look for. And the main thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the necessary being, and the rest are the possible being. For example, if it's a prophet or it's imam, and he mentions that. He mentions this because there are some people who take other names instead of the name of Allah as well.
That's right.
The question that you ask, like obviously practically when we see in our life, what do we do? Practically, obviously, in the riwayats, in the narrations, we have two types of shirk or bringing partner for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very good.
One is shirke jari and one is shirke khafi. Jari means apparent and khafi means hidden. In our practical life, we many times commit the hidden shirk. For example, I need something, but I'm relying, for example, on my friend or a person who I know.
That's right.
And at the end, when the thing is not happening, then I go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
This is a common mistake that we do. For example, if I want to buy something or I need something, first of all, I look for my friends, for my close people, who can I ask them for the help? And once I ask them and they deny or they refuse to help me, then I go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, please help me.
Okay.
Whereas I should go first towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then to them.
So, or the Allah is the final solver of our problems.
Yes.
Okay,
that's what we look.
Okay.
Whereas Allah should be the first and the most, you can say like the first solver of our problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْضُخُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْسَبُ. Whoever trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives him the risk from the place where he even does not know. So our problem in our life is because we are living in a society, and in the society we are used to, for example, from the childhood, asking from our parents and all those.
That's right.
We did not understand the meaning of believing in Allah.
Mm-hmm.
We live our life like a child.
That's all right.
The way the child, whenever he has a need, he goes to his parents. Mm-hmm. The same way, we've been grown up and we always go to after people and not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas we should do this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, in the Quran, we have this story that Hazrat Yusuf, the Prophet Yusuf, he was in prison. And he told the dream of those two people. And one of them, he said, like, you will not die and you will become the servant of the king.
That's right.
And when you go there, please talk to him about me, that I'm here, and so that I can come out of this prison.
Yes.
There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expanded the time limit of imprisoning of Hazrat Yusuf. And we call it tarke awla. It's not, you can say, like shirk, or you can say like something that is a sin.
Okay.
But obviously because he did not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do it, rather believing on Allah, he thought that this can be the wasila.
You forget the priority. Okay.
Yes, the priority.
Yes.
So he gave this priority over like asking directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has increased his time span of living in the prison.
Okay.
So these are the cases that we every day do in our life.
Okay.
And we should be like very much careful about these
things. Thank you. Dr. Razazadeh, in the past, polytheism had a specific meaning. For example, the people at the time of Prophet Muhammad used to worship the idols or the stones, okay? They had big idols over there. And Prophet Muhammad, as the idol breaker, bring the religion and then invites the people to worship only the only and sole and one Allah. But Shaykh Mutahhari is talking about the new types of polytheism nowadays. It seems that with the development of the time during the history, and especially in the modern time, the polytheistic aspects of the life of the people is becoming more and more. What does it mean exactly? I mean, the new formats of the polytheism nowadays, and taking partner for Allah. It is not like worshipping an idol nowadays, okay?
Right.
I don't think
it's
before...
worshipping yourself now.
Or maybe different cases. Let's discuss it.
Yeah.
What does it mean by new types and new formats of polytheism nowadays?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, when we say new format, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has never existed in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the formats have existed in the past, but in different shapes or in different forms. Because polytheism, maybe from the beginning of the history of the humankind, has existed in the human societies in one way or the other. And Shahid Mutahhari is just like, you know, because he wants to elaborate what the prophets of God have come. He wants to say that the mission of the prophets has been to clarify for people not to go that way, because there is always a tendency towards among people to somehow, let's say, make something which is more tangible for them instead of worshiping the true God, instead of worshiping what really deserves to be worshipped. So we can say that because of this tendency or this characteristic in the nature of the human beings that want to make everything tangible and feel it, they have made different types of, let's say, idols for them, for themselves. And examples are different. Sometimes in the past, examples are too obvious, like, you know, the idols that were made by stones or even some of the fruits or whatever. But sometimes the examples are a little bit more subtle, and this does not mean that they are not idols. And in the even worse examples, sometimes the person is making something as a partner for God. I mean, why he thinks that he's doing something good. And that is where, in my opinion, according to Shahid Mutahhari, the person is going out of the domain of justice, you know. Whenever you do not do justice to something, these things may happen. So I want to say that what Shahid Mutahhari is saying here eventually returns to the concept of justice. Whenever we want to see, okay, is this okay or is this not okay, we need to pay attention to the position of that, to the level of that. If you are giving anything whatsoever, anything more than what it really deserves in this entire universe, and then that would cause a problem. Even if that thing is a holy thing, like a prophet or an imam or a sacred person or whatever. So what Shahid Mutahhari is very beautifully explaining here is to do justice about all the realities, all the concepts. And we can say that according to this theory, we can divide justice into two different types. One is the justice that we really have in mind, that is justice in action. We say, okay, be just. It means, be, you know, give everything what they deserve. But sometimes you need to be just also in mind. So you should not exaggerate about place of something or the position of something and putting it in a place that actually it doesn't fit for that thing or person.
But usually the people believe in the tangible and objective things. Maybe that's why, for example, they give priority to a holy persona like, for example, Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali, or Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And then they forget. I mean, they are replaced. We are worshipping the very personality of that specific person instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly, and that has many different reasons. One reason, as you mentioned, is the you know, making things more tangible, and people want to make things easy for themselves. And the major reason, actually, the major cause even for this is ignorance. People think that they are doing something good because they become emotional. And we can say that it is based on a lot of misunderstandings. We have a lot of instructions in Islam that we need to love our prophet, we need to love the the descendants of our prophets, and people become sometimes too emotional and out of, you know, as a result of a psychological result of becoming too emotional, people want to give them a place which is actually even more than what God has wanted for those people.
Even this is the case about the Holy Kaaba, when the people go to the Hajj pilgrimage, believe it in the house of God. Sometimes this cubic, I mean, this house of God, the Kaaba, becomes more important than the Allah himself.
And you know, this is the mission of all the prophets of God. You know, that is why the prophets of God have come, because they because this is something obvious. There is this problem in the nature of the human beings that they may make this huge problem. So Allah the Almighty sent his prophet in order to to elaborate for people and teach them and educate them not to make these mistakes. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the, let's say, if the prophets of God have two major missions, the first one is to educate people about these misunderstandings and actually correct these ignorances.
That's right.
So, and Shahid Mutahhari is actually doing same.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Dr. Rezazadeh, for a nice elaboration regarding the topic of submission to Allah and what is the difference between polytheism and monotheism. Dear listeners of Arabic English Radio, thank you very much too for listening to this episode of The Teacher. Please visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. Also our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. May Allah help us not to be distracted from the right path of Him. Till another episode, fi aman Allah. God bless you all. معلم